We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Bucks won a f***ing NBA championship.
Yeah!
What? What?
He tries to take a pulse, babe.
Watching that basketball game, like, caused health problems for me.
Boogie hates racism and Chris Paul. And who cannot get on board with that platform?
If I've learned a lot, this, I'm not going to say it. That sounds too
bad.
No.
If the Bucks do win it all, Pat Connaughton's numbers should be in the rafters. Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and the Eurostep Podcast Network. I'm Ty Windisch. This is a solo episode as I attended the Herd versus College Park Skyhawks game on Sunday and just wanted to give a quick recap of the action. And this is important, I think, for both Bucks and Herd fans, which everyone should be both a fan of the Bucks and Herd, right? But if you're more interested in the Bucks than the Herd, there is a Jordan Wara update and interview in here. Also, Sandro Mamukelashvili played in this game too. Kind of a low-key game for Mamu, but we'll get into all of that momentarily. I actually wanted to start with the opposing team, or one player in particular. Old friend Langston Galloway did play. He was 3-for-12, which really does jive with my expectation of Langston Galloway after his Bucks stint. But no, Jalen Johnson, 20th overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft and Wisconsin native, has played with the Skyhawks quite a bit recently, not really playing in Atlanta. He shined. Nearly 40 minutes of action, Johnson put up 25 points, 14 boards, 5 assists, shot 12 for 28 from the field, only 1 for 6 from deep. A good, impressive showing, I think, from Jalen Johnson. But enough about the Skyhawks. Since I did not get to talk to Mamu after the game, I'll start with him. Just a very routine double-double. 11 points, 10 boards, 2 assists. He was 5 for 11 from the field, 1 for 3 from deep. The first time, and 4 turnovers for Mamu. This was the first time I've seen him play with the Herd where he really did not take over the game at any point, which I think is understandable. He and Wara both logged minutes for the Bucks the night before. They also played a Herd game earlier this week on Thursday, so a lot of basketball for those two. I think the legs were a little bit tired, and it showed. But still, nice to see, even on an off night, Mamu with the casual double-double in a winning effort, and the team is plus 10 in his minutes. Somewhat surprisingly, Mamu and Jordan Wara both log over 30 minutes despite it being their second game in less than 24 hours. Jordan Wara had an impressive 20-12 plus 2 assists. He only made 2 of his 6 threes and biffed some shots around the rim, but 6 for 7 from free throw, including 4 straight to ice the game when College Park was fouling late. The Herd out-rebounded the Skyhawks by a lot, 63-44. Rebounding advantage for Wisconsin, and that really helped turn the tie late as the Herd moved to 5-3 in the regular season. But I got to caught up with Wara after the game and discussed a few different things. First, the game itself, but also it looked like he had suffered some sort of a wrist injury. Thankfully, not really. It was actually a funny bone. He believes he should have gotten a call for the play where it got hit, but he checked out for a few minutes, came back in, closed the game, a big crunch time block, a nice performance from him. But we talked about mentors on the Bucks, his positional designation, what he's working on this season, the injury, and I found out his football team. So here's my conversation with Jordan Wara. 20 and 12 for you tonight. More importantly to you, I know, based on your goals coming down here, the win. A lot of talent on both sides for this game. What do you think made the difference for you guys pulling out the W?
I think a big thing was us just getting rebounds and picking up the pace a little bit, moving the ball a little more in the second half. I think that really helped us.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, how's the wrist feeling? I saw it reaching for it a little while, checked out, but then came back in, and it looked pretty good on that block and rebound and all those free throws.
It was good. They didn't call a foul. I got fouled, but it's just when he hit my funny bone and my whole arm just went numb for a sec. It happens part of playing basketball. So,
absolutely. You know, four straight free throws to close this thing out. Clutch time. Does that get to you or bother you at all? Or is it just normal part of the game? Or how do you feel about taking clutch free throws?
It was normal for me. I was happy I was able to shoot some free throws. I mean, couldn't make anything the rest of the game. Missing layups. I didn't even shoot a bunch of threes today, but missing easy shots. So I was happy to be able to get to the line and close the game up.
Yeah, I mean, you played rotation minutes last night with Milwaukee, played again here less than 24 hours later. I think you got to more than 30 minutes. You know, does that load start to wear on you, or are you still feeling good?
I'm definitely feeling it in my legs. I was feeling it at the start of this game, and because at the end of the day, you know, I played here on Thursday. We had a game Friday. I know I didn't play, but I still go to the gym, work out, get shots up. Then I play yesterday, and then I come and play today less than 24 hours. It's definitely a lot, but, you know, I'm young. I can handle it. I'll go back and get in the cold tub.
Absolutely. We joked last time about, you know, the beef with Chris or whatever, but I wanted to ask, is there any vet on the Bucks who's been especially helpful to you over the last year or two, kind of figuring out your game and growing as a player?
I think it's funny. It's actually, I'd say, Drew and Chris.
Yeah.
I think Drew is probably the biggest in terms of helping me out. I was actually supposed to be at his house today watching football games, but not unfortunately, I was sent here. You know, I'm a Bills fan. The Bills are playing, so I'm about to rush and go watch that game. But, you know, it's probably Drew and Chris. You know, Chris is giving me tips. Obviously, plays my position. He gives me tips throughout the whole game. I've been in the gym extra with him. He's helped me a lot. And then Drew just is a great mentor both on and off the court. I spent a lot of time with him. He helps me out a lot.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned same position as Chris. You know, what do you look at yourself as positionally? Just like a 3-4, a wing? Do you get that specific? I know it's moving to more of a positionless game, but I just wondered what you see yourself as.
I think I'm just, you know, a wing player. At the end of the day, I have the size to, you know, I could be like a stretch four. Sure. It doesn't bother me in college. In Louisville, I really was a stretch four. I was just always the second biggest guy on the court. So, you know, I didn't really handle in college at all. It's just, you know, I think I can do a lot of things. It's part of just the talent I have. I just got to keep honing it and getting better and see what happens on the line.
Then you're talking about Chris going inside. I feel like him and Drew both, when they hit those inside shots, that really unlocks great overall games for them to go along with the shooting. So do you feel like that's another way you can replicate those guys, is maybe get started with the closer the basket makes and then expand the range as the game goes on?
Yeah, I think so. And I think I can keep adding that to my game. I'm good around the rim. Obviously, that wasn't the case tonight. My legs are a little tired. I'm missing air ball and layups right there, but that happens. But usually, you know, I'm big. I can finish around the rim pretty well. I think I sometimes need to settle less for shooting. You know, I rely on my jump shot a lot sometimes. But, you know, I think I can get to the rim a lot more and, you know, just keep working on that. I'm young. I still got a lot of time to grow on that end. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Always nice to hear from Jordan Wara, and I've got to say, even if based on some of the answers we've gotten from him both this game and Thursday night when Rohan and myself were able to speak to Jordan, he doesn't seem to love playing with the herd. I will say he is he's been very congenial and really been, I think, very forthright in these post-game interviews. So thanks for the time, Jordan Wara. The other herd player I was able to talk to after the game was Rajon Tucker. Tuck back after getting a call-up earlier this season, dropped 23 points, was 8 for 11 from the field. But to me, maybe even more impressive than the scoring lately has been his rebounding. Tuck had 16 boards in this game. This was his fourth double-double with points and rebounds in the last five games. The only game where he didn't have a double-double, he had 9 boards against Lakeland. In his first two G League seasons, Rajon Tucker had 10 rebound games. So this is a new part of his game. I was intrigued to ask him about it. So I did. Talked about, you know, improving on skills besides scoring. He had some nice perspective on how important that is for a G League player trying to find that NBA fit. And also, of course, the herd culture, which is necessary when you're going to have this many talented players. I mean, the herd had Terry Larrier, who's been excellent, Jalen LeCue, Jamario Jones, all coming off of the bench, and Javon Delorier, who I do want to say, I like what I've been seeing from him lately. 3 for 3 from the field, really talking a lot defensively. I think he's growing a lot this year, but didn't get to speak with him, spoke with Tuck. So here's my conversation with Rajon Tucker. Tuck, great game tonight. Good team win. Seemed like really loaded rosters for the G League. A lot of guys with NBA experience. What goes into pulling out the win in a game with so much talent on both sides?
Just sticking to the basics. Rebounding, getting stops on defense, trusting your teammates, trusting the offense, just, you know, trusting the game plan that we put in place to go out there and win the game.
I'm glad you mentioned rebounding. I wanted to ask you, it's 4 double-doubles in the last 5 games. Do you know how many you had in your first 2 G League seasons?
Probably maybe 1.
0. Sorry. But does that, I mean, is that a focus for you, getting stronger, grabbing more boards?
I think it's a discredit to my, you know, athletic ability if I don't go try and rebound. So it's definitely been a focus this year on, you know, instead of just all offense or, you know, just being a defensive stopper to crash the boards offensively and defensively.
Absolutely. You know, I think your points per game probably a little bit down from the first herd season, deferring a lot more. Is that just kind of your evolution as a player, learning to fit into offenses better, find more ways overall to contribute rather than just pure scoring?
Yeah, for sure. I had 2 call-ups the first 2 years. They have their guys, so you have to learn how to play without the ball. And this year, you know, thanks to Tremont, Lindell, and all the other guys that have been around that are ball-dominant guards to help me, you know, work on that. So I think this year has definitely been a plus for me in that category to just show my all-around game.
Absolutely. You know, is it ever a difficulty trying to, you know, have all these clearly talented players sharing the ball more, or is that just speak to the culture you guys have here that it just works out easily?
I think that speaks to the culture that we have. You know, we came in together knowing that we had a lot of talent, knowing that we had a lot of guys that were NBA caliber players. So we knew that the only way that we're going to get to where we want to go individually is if we do it together. So just having all that talent, be able to play together, and the chemistry that we have is great.
I think you guys were nearly plus 20 in rebounds. I think a bit of a bigger team than College Park as well, but does that speak to just wanting it more, like you said?
Yeah, you know, you still have to go get the rebounds. You still have to box out. You still have to finish possession. So at the end of the day, you have to want to do all the little things that could get you dubs like this, where it's not one-sided. So I think that just goes out to me and my guys that, you know, we just wanted it more.
always nice to catch up with Tuck, who, like Jordan, has been a pleasure to speak with after games. Shout out to the Herd for having some really great talkers. But that's about it for my final thoughts on the Herd's 117 win over the Skyhawks. Like the Bucks, the Herd are now off until Wednesday, so both teams will be back in action then. And I just want to say, you know, if you haven't gotten to catch a Herd game, either in person if you're in or around Oshkosh, or watching on ESPN Plus or wherever else they're broadcasting these things. I believe they're on local TV as well. However they broadcast, I would recommend checking out some of these games. There's a lot of talent on this team, even when Wara and Mamu are not assigned. Wenyen Gabriel played his first game back with the Herd. Who knows how long he'll be back down, but Tremont Waters has had a really strong season. It's just been a delight to watch this team, the talent, the fun they have. Tuck always puts on a show with the dunks, and there's always new talented players coming into Oshkosh. Really, the Herd front office, obviously an extension of the Bucks front office, has done a tremendous job building this team. So would definitely recommend checking out some of their games if you haven't before. I know it's tough on nights that they and the Bucks both play, but like today when it's just the Herd, it is really truly worth the watch. It's a strong product. But okay, that's enough selling of the Herd. Now I'll start selling GSPN. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast feed, Eurostep Podcast Network, wherever you listen to podcasts, plus YouTube. Also subscribe to the Substack. This is all free, by the way, no cost to you. GSPN.substack.com. We share links to new posts and videos. We do written content, Bucks stock market, game recaps after every Bucks game. So there's a lot happening there. We do it because we love covering the Bucks. We really appreciate all the support. So thank you for listening to this and any episode of the Eurostep. And we will talk to you soon.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.